Overall meat production this month was up 215 million pounds. And in there, we had increases in beef production of 150 million pounds from our prior estimate and pork production by 120 million pounds from our prior estimate. And for beef, this is on increased carcass weights and increased cow slaughter, a lot of those cows coming out of dairy.
That's Seth Meyer with the World Agricultural Outlook Board, who says the rise in pork production is attributed to
larger first quarter pig crop and farrowing expectations for that second quarter, that March to May quarter that we saw in the hogs and pigs report.
Now, when it comes to prices,
another increase in our expectation for the 2015 steer price, up $1.73 to $163.61 per hundredweight.
But hog prices are forecast to see an over $25 year-over-year price decline. Now, on the dairy side, Meyer says milk production is projected down a bit.
Trimmed production 1.1 billion pounds to 210 billion pounds even this month. That decrease in output is on slower growth in milk per cow out of California and drought in the West.
And Meyer gives the individual product prices for dairy.
We increased cheese 2 cents a pound, butter 3 cents a pound, but we reduced our NDM prices by 12 cents a pound. And again, that NDM market is the one that is most exposed to the export market. So with a strong dollar and our challenges in exporting from a strong dollar, it's the product category which will be most affected. And again, it's down 12 cents. No change in the whey price. Now, the Class 3 price is up 20 cents, and that's mostly related to cheese and whey, up 20 cents to $16.45. At the same time, that NDM price is pulling down the Class 4 price, down 90 cents this month to $14.75, and that gives us an all milk price, which is unchanged from our estimate of the previous month at $17.35.
Now, as for dairy exports,
our net export trade position has worsened. You know, we find that we're importing butterfat on strong U.S. butter prices and a strong dollar, which is also making us less export competitive. So we're seeing our net export position worsen on the strength of the dollar and our high domestic butter prices.
And lastly, Meyer has the updated broiler outlook.
Broilers were down 420 million pounds, and this is on a slower than expected recovery from the February U.S.-wide ban on U.S. poultry products by China and South Korea. The reorientation is taking longer than expected, given the strong dollar and given the fact that some of the markets we might like to target generate a lot of revenue from oil sales. This has made reorienting our product away from the Chinese and Korean markets more of a challenge. And so we haven't recovered as fast as we thought we might from some of those specific bans by China and South Korea. On the turkey side, we decreased exports by 45 million pounds for a similar HPAI restriction, the loss of the China market from HPAI restrictions, and then taking a bit more time to reorient that product to other markets.